The best leaders I've seen have combined two seemingly contradictory skills in one: willpower and humility. Courage and humility. Wow, what a month. In this month of August 2021, which has just ended, I've experienced a whole series of absolutely incredible moments, all of which have to do with attitude, with the attitude to leadership. Would you rather comfortably allow the wrong thing to happen or courageously do what's right? This question ran through this month like a red thread through all client contacts I had in this month. So welcome to today's Lightwolf podcast. But let's first take a look back at the month of July. We've started asking the Lightwolf question of the month once a month so that you can get even more value from actively participating, from sharing your thoughts here in the Lightwolf community. And when we started 4 years ago, we never expected that by this date, this podcast would have been downloaded more than 300,000 times, which is a fact, a matter of fact, in July. And in the month of July, this Lightwolf podcast was downloaded and consumed in 96 countries on all 5 continents. So if you want to share, please feel free to do so. And you're sharing with people in 96 countries, from Brazil to Nepal, from Canada to Central Europe. And here is the Lightwolf question of the month of July.
Lightwolf question of the month. Results.
How do you lead safely in uncertain times? A very good answer came from Karl-Heinz Bebensee from WMF Professional Coffee Machines, who wrote to me about this. Quote, "Hi Stefan, thank you for your podcast and the content you share. On the question of the month, I lead transparently, predictably, and humanly centered on the individual employees. I share everything that may be shared and only hold back what may or should not yet be shared. I also know the situation that too many goals and projects are set by top management, but I reduce them to a maximum of 3 to 5 per team. This results in a satisfying work for everyone and very good team spirit and a lot of fun at work." Unquote. Exciting statement. Perhaps it contains a couple of things for you to inspire you, like it inspired me. So big, big thank you to Karl-Heinz Bebensee for sharing these thoughts. Now, welcome to today's episode. The power of your inner attitude. Influence your environment and lead with impact. There is, for example, Sandra, a marketing manager in a large corporation, who manages to get her CEO of dozens of thousands of people, and me, and another super strong senior leader into a conversation about a truly courageous transformation that can make this planet a better planet. There is Jennifer, who managed to initiate a good to great team effectiveness program with her company's leadership team, which took place last week with a lot of heart and a great success, only possible because she initiated it. And there are Inge and Jörg, our priests here in my little village, who confirmed, who gave the Christian confirmation to my son Tom yesterday. At church, they presented a very valuable thought that I think is valuable to all leaders, in fact, for all people. Quote, "Head and heart. Always be ready to open not only your head, but also your heart when life knocks on your door. Because people are not rational, infallible machines, but emotional, fallible creatures. They have thoughts and emotions. They want to hear your thoughts and feel your emotions." Unquote. So choose your attitude, Lightwolf. Do you want to appear clear and cool or clear and warm? Do you want to let the wrong thing happen and just watch it? Or do you prefer standing up for what is right, even if it hurts a little? When you make mistakes, do you look at the individual and ask the question of guilt? Who's to blame? Or do you look at the whole system and ask yourself, why do they do what they do and not what makes more sense? And how can we improve the entire system such that everyone in the system has the right incentives to do the right thing? Three ideas for you to consider when you think about your own attitude to leadership. Number one, doing what's convenient or doing what's right. I think that's one of the biggest challenges in leadership. Doing what's right or doing what's convenient. In my view, there are four levels of mastery in leadership. And none of them has to do with understanding it. Understanding leadership in theory is bloody easy. It's all about doing it, because leadership is in your actions. And the four levels of mastership, in my view, are level one, doing it. Level two, doing it well. Level three, doing it consistently well. And level four, leading consistently well, even under pressure. And in this month, there is Sabine, a confident young woman who, through her constructive, honest, courageous feedback, and through courageous advocacy for her view, for doing the right thing, ensured that a very bad boss had to go. Sabine, you did the right thing. Thank you. So tip number one, do the right thing. And create an environment where everybody dares to do what's right. Tip number two, cuddle group or real team. Many clients over the last 6 months booked good to great programs with us, more and more. This good to great program is a data-based, structured, sustainable program that takes your cuddle group to being a real team and your team to being a high performance team. In our ever faster, ever more complex world, more and more companies are working with us on the three big levers for their success: clear strategy, sustainable, contemporary leadership culture, and real teams. And in real teams, there are six factors that make the decisive difference, all the way from trust, the foundation of everything, to hunger for success. And one other decisive factor for effective teams is dealing with conflict. Because some people think that harmonious teams that never have conflict are good teams. I disagree. Harmonious teams that never have conflict will never win anything. They are not a team. They are a group. They're working side by side, but not like a team. Every single team that deserves the name team has conflicts. And good teams leverage conflicts well. By the way, if you too want to understand what you can do to move your team from cuddle group to real team, then please drop me an email to stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com. Let's agree a date, and maybe already tomorrow you and I will start talking about what you can do to move your team from good to great. So tip number two, don't accept a cuddle group. Build a real team. And tip number three regarding attitude to leadership: shine yourself or let others shine. The best leaders I've seen have combined two seemingly contradictory skills in one: willpower and humility. Courage and humility. These best leaders, these women and men, have long internalized that it's not at all about themselves, but about something much bigger, about the company, about the team, and about making the world a little better through their company's performance. So make others shine. In summary, my three best tips for you regarding leadership attitude. Number one, don't do what's comfortable. Do what's right. Number two, develop your team from cuddly group to real team. And three, let others shine. And if you too would like to have a tailor-made leadership program that helps all your leaders in your company to embrace courage, to role model the right attitude for leadership in today's complex world, then please, by all means, get in touch. This is at the heart of what customers say we are good at and what we burn for, what we really love doing, is analyzing your current leadership culture, pinpointing what should stay for a long time, and pinpointing two or three things that you want to change. And then we help you get there, not just with designing it, but also with implementing your change. And if it takes 1.5 years, so be it. That's our work. That's what we strive for. And we would be delighted if you contacted us via Calendly, book your slot, or via email, stefan.hohmeister@gmail.com, or via our website. So I really look forward to being in touch with you soon. And now we have something else exciting for you in store for next month.
And now the Lightwolf howls.
Here comes the Lightwolf question of the month of August. What is one specific behavior of yours that makes others feel your true attitude? So think of one thing you can change about your behavior in the future so that others feel your true inner attitude. One thing you can start, you can stop, or you can continue so that others even more strongly feel your real attitude. And if you want more tips on how to lead well, on how to work with strategy, with leadership, and with change, then please subscribe to this Lightwolf podcast. In the coming weeks and months, new episodes will appear here regularly. 205 are out there. And if a relevant question of yours to strategy or leadership or change is not yet answered in the Lightwolf podcast, please contact me. Maybe your question will be the title of one of the next Lightwolf podcasts. And if you like what you hear here, please, I'd be really grateful if you could give us a written feedback in your podcast, stream, in iTunes, in Spotify, whatever service you use. If you could please leave us one or two sentences of written feedback, I would really appreciate that, because it helps me learn what works in this Lightwolf podcast, what works for you, and what we can do to even further improve. I know we do have a good quality rating, but it's in our interest to ever improve the quality of what we share so that you can turn yourself into exactly the leader you want to become. So that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'm grateful for your time, and I already now look forward to welcoming you again soon here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. Your Lightwolf, Stefan.